Welcome to episode 41 of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, your go-to show for mastering the art of progress and achieving your goals with intention. Today, we're tackling one of the most universal challenges we all face, time management. Time is the great equalizer. No matter who we are, where we're from, or what we do, we each have the same 24 hours in a day. But it's how we choose to manage those hours that determines so much. Whether we feel productive or overwhelmed, whether we live with calm or chaos, and whether we move closer to success or stay stuck in the struggle. If you've ever found yourself asking, "Where did the day go?" or "How can I possibly get everything done?" you're not alone. It's a challenge we all face at some point. But the good news? Time management is a skill. And like any skill, it can be learned, practiced, and improved. In this episode, I'll share practical strategies to help you gain control over your schedule, timeless frameworks that have stood the test of time, and proven tools to help you prioritize what truly matters. We'll explore how small changes, like setting boundaries around distractions or creating a daily routine, can lead to big improvements in how you spend your time. So whether you're trying to balance work and personal life, meet deadlines without the stress, or simply make room for the things you love, this episode is packed with actionable tips to help you take charge of your time and ultimately your life. Let's dive in. Understanding time. Before we get into the how, we need to start with the why. Why does time seem to slip through our fingers so quickly? Here's the hard truth. We all waste more time than we'd like to admit. Think about it. How often do you find yourself endlessly scrolling through social media, putting off an important task because it feels overwhelming, or saying yes to too many commitments just to avoid disappointing others? If any of these sound familiar, you're not alone. Time isn't just slipping away. Many of us unknowingly give it away to habits and activities that don't serve our goals or priorities. The first step toward managing your time effectively is awareness. Start by keeping a time log for just 1 week. Write down how you spend each hour of your day, from the moment you wake up to when you go to sleep. Be honest with yourself. Track everything, even the small things like checking emails or watching TV. At the end of the week, review your log carefully. You might be surprised to see how much time gets eaten up by activities you thought were insignificant or necessary, but don't actually align with your bigger goals. Identifying these time traps is the first step to eliminating them. Once you see where your time is going, you can start to make intentional choices to redirect it toward the things that truly matter to you, whether that's personal growth, spending time with loved ones, or achieving a professional milestone. Awareness doesn't just help you reclaim your time, it empowers you to take control of your life. Setting goals. Now that you've identified where your time is going, it's time to pivot toward where it should be going. This brings us to one of the most foundational aspects of time management, setting clear goals. Here's a helpful tip I live by. When setting your goals, focus on the SMART framework. Goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Each of these elements helps you create a structure around your ambitions, giving you direction and clarity. For example, instead of saying, "I want to learn a new skill," say, "I will complete a 12-week marketing course to improve my copywriting by the end of this quarter." See how that shifts from a vague idea to a clear plan? It provides a concrete timeline, a specific focus area, and measurable progress to track along the way. Another benefit of well-defined goals is that they act as a filter for your daily to-do list. When you're clear on what you want to achieve, it's easier to prioritize tasks that move you closer to these goals and say no to distractions that don't align with your objectives. By setting clear, actionable goals, you transform your time from a series of scattered activities into a purposeful investment in your future. Your larger aspirations become more tangible, and every minute you spend on your tasks feels like a step closer to success. So take a moment, reflect on what truly matters to you, and start defining the goals that will shape your path forward. Prioritization techniques. Focus on what you can control. Recognize the distinction between what is within your control, your actions, attitude, and choices, and what is not, such as external opinions or outcomes. Direct your energy toward areas where you can make a difference, ensuring a more focused and intentional approach to your priorities. Practice negative visualization. Anticipate potential obstacles or setbacks by considering worst-case scenarios. This practice helps you prepare mentally and emotionally for challenges, making it easier to stay on track and prioritize effectively, even in the face of adversity. Adopt a memento mori mindset. Reflect on the finite nature of time by reminding yourself that life is short. This perspective encourages you to focus on tasks and pursuits that truly matter, rather than wasting time on distractions or trivial matters. Daily reflection. Take time at the start or end of each day to evaluate your actions and thoughts. Ask yourself whether your efforts aligned with your highest values and whether you spent your time on tasks that contribute to your goals. The dichotomy of control. When facing overwhelming tasks, break them down into what you can influence versus what is beyond your control. Prioritize actionable steps that allow you to make progress and release unnecessary stress over uncontrollable factors. Live by core values. Clearly define your principles and use them as a compass for decision-making. When your priorities align with your values, you'll find it easier to remain consistent, motivated, and focused on meaningful activities. Silence the noise. Apply stoic discipline by guarding your time and attention against distractions, such as social media or unimportant requests. By cultivating inner stillness, you'll sharpen your ability to determine what truly deserves your focus. Cultivate gratitude. Even while working toward ambitious goals, remind yourself to appreciate what you already have. Gratitude fosters a content and grounded mindset, preventing unnecessary overextension and keeping your priorities balanced. By incorporating these timeless Stoic principles into your daily routine, you'll find it easier to concentrate on what truly matters, achieve clarity, and ultimately progress with confidence and purpose. Tools and techniques. Journaling for clarity. Regular journaling is a powerful practice rooted in Stoic ideals. Philosophers like Marcus Aurelius famously kept a journal to reflect on their thoughts, goals, and challenges. Dedicate a few minutes each day to write down your priorities, evaluate your decisions, and identify emotional triggers. This habit not only clears mental clutter, but also aligns your actions with your core principles. Negative visualization. Practice negative visualization to prepare for challenges and uncertainties. This technique involves imagining potential setbacks or obstacles and visualizing how you would respond. By anticipating obstacles in a controlled way, you build resilience and cultivate gratitude for the present moment, reducing fear of the unknown. The dichotomy of control framework. At the heart of Stoicism is the concept of recognizing what is within your control versus what is not. Create a two-column list when faced with challenges. On one side, note down the elements you can influence, such as effort, attitude, or problem-solving actions. On the other, write what is beyond your control, such as other people's opinions or external circumstances. This exercise helps reduce overwhelm and enables focused, purposeful actions. Mindful pause and reflection. Moments of stillness are essential in Stoic practice. When faced with a decision or emotional reaction, pause and reflect before acting. Use this pause to ask key questions, such as, is this aligned with my goals? Or, how would I respond if I was at my best? Mindful pauses allow you to act deliberately, not impulsively, fostering better outcomes. Daily affirmations. Reaffirm Stoic principles each day to center your mind. Examples include, I will focus only on what I can control, or adversity is an opportunity for growth. These affirmations act as mental anchors, guiding your thoughts and actions toward calm, logical, and productive responses throughout the day. By integrating these tools and techniques, you bring Stoic wisdom into your daily life, paving the way for personal growth, greater resilience, and effective decision-making. These practices empower you to face challenges with clarity and advance confidently toward your professional and personal goals. And don't forget the power of single-tasking. Multitasking is often a productivity killer. Focus on one thing at a time, finish it, and then move on to the next. Consistent implementation equals consistent success. By now, you've learned how to identify time wasters, set meaningful goals, prioritize effectively, and leverage tools. But there's one final piece of the puzzle to mastering time management, and that's consistency. No strategy will work unless you implement it regularly. The truth is, time management isn't a one-time fix. It's a daily practice. The more consistent you are, the easier it becomes, and the more success you'll see over time. Here's a challenge for you this week. Pick one of the strategies or tools I've shared today. Try it consistently for 7 days. Reflect on the difference it makes. Small steps lead to big results when compounded over time. That's it for today's episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, where we strive to give you the tools and insights you need to achieve unstoppable growth. Mastering time management is a game changer, not just for your productivity, but for your overall well-being. Remember, time is your most valuable resource, and how you choose to spend it defines the life you create. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to share it with a colleague, friend, or team member who could benefit from learning these strategies. And if you're ready to dig even deeper into mastering personal productivity, subscribe to our podcast and join the conversation on social media. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, make every second count.